Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Mr. Number 683, Ellen G. White's Writings on the Life of Christ, Audio. Mary Clough, Ellen G. White's niece, daughter of her sister Caroline. Although not herself a Seventh-day Adventist, she served for a time as Mrs. White's literary assistant, and during her travels, as a publicity agent, writing articles for local newspapers about Mrs. White's sermons and temperance lectures. And I will do all we can to forward the work of my writings. I cannot see any light shining to Michigan for me. On March 22nd, James White left Oakland for a special session of the General Conference at Battle Creek. He and his wife were separated for 66 days, until they met again on May 27th at the Kansas Camp Meeting. During this 66-day period, Mrs. White in particular really kept the postman busy. She wrote her husband practically every day. On April 11th, she promised him, "I will write every morning," and then asked, "Will you do the same?" Letter 5, 1876, Dadar, W. Olson Introduction to Ms. Release Number 483. The spirit of 1876. This year I feel that my work is writing. I must be secluded, stay right here, and I must not let inclination or persuasion of others shake my resolution to keep closely to my work until it is done. God will help me if I trust in Him. We have been having company about every day for some days back, but I try to stick to my writings and do as much each day as I dare. I cannot write but one half of a day each day. Mary is in the office, I upstairs writing, Mary Clough in the office. So you see that they, Addie and May Walling, Ellen White's adopted daughters, must be left to their own devices. I have had much freedom in prayer and sweet communion with God in my waking hours at night and early in the morning. I am gaining some strength, but find that any taxation affects me seriously, so that it takes time to recover from it. My trust is in God. I have confidence that He will help me in my efforts to get out the truth and light He has given me to His people. Mary is a good help. I appreciate her. The precious subjects open to my mind well. I trust in God and He helps me to write. I am some 24 pages ahead of Mary. She does well with my copy. It will take a clear sense of duty to call me from this work to camp meetings. I mean to finish my writings on one book, at any rate, before I go anywhere. The East will not see me for 1 year unless I feel that God calls me to go. He has given me my work. I will do it, if I can be left free. I have liberty in writing and I plead with God daily for counsel and that I may be imbued with His Spirit. I then believe that I shall have help and strength and grace to do the will of God. I never had such an opportunity to write in my life, and I mean to make the most of it. How will it do to read my manuscript to Elders J.H. Wagoner and J.N. Loughborough? If there is any wording of doctrinal points not so clear as might be, he might discern it, W. I mean, my husband writes that an appeal is to be sent to me from the General Conference session, but I shall not be moved from that which I believe to be my duty at this time. I have a special work at this time to write out the things which the Lord has shown me. I have a work to do which has been a great burden to my soul. How great, no one but the Lord knows. Again, I want time to have my mind calm and composed. I want to have time to meditate and pray while engaged in this work. I do not want to be wearied myself or be closely connected with our people who will divert my mind. This is a great work. And I feel like crying to God every day for His Spirit to help me to do this work all right. I have been getting matter ready for third form of testimony. Matter at Petaluma was needed for labor there next week. I put copy in Elder Wagoner's hand to copy. He just did a miserable job. He did not change anything or improve it at all. I prize Mary more and more every day. It seems to me my writings are important, and I am so feeble, so unable to do the work with justice. I have pleaded with God to be imbued with His Holy Spirit, to be connected with heaven, that this work may be done right. I can never do this work without the special blessing of God. I have written quite a number of pages today. Mary is hard after me. She gets so enthusiastic over some subjects, she brings in the manuscript after she has copied it, to read it to me. She showed me today quite a heavy pile of manuscripts she had prepared. She viewed it quite proudly. I am feeling very free and peaceful. I feel the precious love of Christ in my heart. It humbles me in my own sight, while Jesus is exalted before me. Oh, how I do long for that social and mysterious connection with Jesus that elevates us above the temporal things of life. It is my anxiety to be right with God, to have His Spirit continually witnessing with me that I am indeed a child of God. We went to the city Sunday night. I spoke to quite a large congregation of outsiders with acceptance, taking up the subject of the loaves and fishes with which Jesus, by His miraculous power, fed about 10,000 people, 5,000 men and women and 5,000 children that were continually collecting, after the Savior had blessed the small portion of food, Christ walking on the sea, and the Jews requiring a sign that He was the Son of God. The neighbor next to the church near the public garden was there. Craig, I believe his name is. They all listened with wide open eyes and some open mouths. Mary says she feels provoked that she has written out that subject before she heard me speak upon it. She will now insert some living points she heard that night. She seemed deeply interested. I would feel pleased to meet my brethren and sisters in camp meeting. It is just such work as I enjoy. Much better than the confinement of writing. But this will break up my work and defeat the plans of getting out my books, for I cannot do both travel and write. Now seems to be my golden opportunity. Mary is with me, the best copyist I can ever have. Another such chance may never be mine. I take great pleasure in writing out these precious subjects, and should feel I was doing wrong to break off to attend meetings anywhere or in any place. We think we have the presence of the Lord and His light is shining upon us. I am very free in speaking and in praying, never more so. I am very free also in writing. I have just completed quite a lengthy article on several miracles, makes some 50 pages. We have prepared about 150 pages since you left. We feel the best of satisfaction in what we have prepared. Mary has just been reading to me two articles. One was on the loaves and fishes, Christ walking on the water, and stating to His hearers He was the bread of life, which caused some of His disciples to turn from Him. This takes 50 pages and comprises many subjects. I do think it the most precious matter I have ever written. Mary is just as enthusiastic over it. She thinks it is of the highest value. I am perfectly satisfied with it. The other article was upon Christ going through the cornfield, plucking the ears of corn, and healing the withered hand, 12 pages. If I can, with Mary's help, get out these subjects of such intense interest, I could say, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. These writings are all I can see now. Mary's interest does not decrease at all. She is just as ardent and anxious as I am that this work shall be done now before we leave California. Interesting subjects are continually opening to my mind. These subjects I speak upon, which fastens them in Mary's mind. I believe that the Lord is with us, and His Spirit will impress our hearts. Mary is only just after me. I have not subjects prepared ahead. My heart and mind are in this work, and the Lord will sustain me in doing this work. I believe the Lord will give me health. I have asked Him, and He will answer my prayer. I love the Lord. I love His cause. I love His people. I feel great peace and calmness of mind. There seems to be nothing to confuse and distract my mind. And with so much hard thinking, my mind could not be perplexed with anything without being overtaxed. I cannot merely portion my writing to one half the day, as some of the time my head troubles me, and then I have to rest, lie down, stop thinking, and take my time for writing when I can do so comfortably. I cannot rush business. This work must be done carefully, slowly, and accurately. The subjects we have prepared are well gotten up. They pleased me. We have just completed 20 pages on the parable of the sower. This was rather a trying subject to write upon, but Mary and I have read it over this afternoon, and we pronounce it excellent, excellent. She says the subjects grow better and better, everyone. She is just happy over this work. I am working to the very extent of my strength, and my prayer is for the Lord to help, strengthen, and bless me in this work. He does do this, or I could not do what I have done. My spirit yearns after God. And I dare not trust myself at all. I am glad my husband is so free. May God continue to bless him is our most earnest daily prayer. We are, Mary and I, doing our uttermost to get my writings completed in the space of 6 weeks. If we do, is it thought it will pay for us then to come east? If not, we greatly prefer to remain and write the next volume. I know the people need this book at once, and I want my mind relieved and this burden off my mind. I have written 15 pages today. Mary Clough is hard after me. She has copied 15 pages today, good, large day's work. As soon as dinner is eaten, I go to Mary's room and she reads me what she has written while I lie on the sofa and rest. Then again at night I go to her room and she reads the rest. She delights in it all as much as myself. Mary is trying her utmost to get these books out. We have so quiet a time. Never have I had such an opportunity in my life before. I will improve it. We have written about 200 pages since you left, all copied, ready for printers. I feel that I am less than nothing, but Jesus is my all, my righteousness, and my wisdom, and my strength. Last night I again spoke to the people. This was my text, the words of Christ to the 12.
Will ye also go away?
Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. See John 6 verses 67 and 68. I had perfect freedom. I never felt more sensibly the especial help from God than while speaking. The people sat as if spellbound, wide awake, although the meeting did not close till after 9 o'clock. The Spirit of God was upon me. I have been writing more than usual, which was too much for me. I cannot and must not write more than half a day, but I continue to step over the bounds and pay for it. My mind is on my subjects day and night. I have strong confidence in prayer. The Lord hears me, and I believe in His salvation. In His strength I trust. In His strength I shall complete my writings. I cling firmly to His hand with unwavering confidence. I have important subjects coming in next paper on Jeremiah. My mind was urged to this by the Spirit of God. The view I had 16 years ago was forcefully impressed on my mind. I saw that important matter was to be seen applicable to the people of God. This was in reference to testimony God had given me to bear in reproving wrong. If I get my writings, Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 2, all in manuscript, my part of the work is done and I shall be relieved. We are all cheerful and comfortably located in the cars. We like our situation very much. You need not send Walks and Homes of Jesus when you send the books I laid out. We are prepared to speak of this volume, now just issued, as the most remarkable volume that has ever issued from this office. It covers that portion of the great controversy between Christ and Satan, which is included in the life and mission, teachings and miracles, of Christ here upon the earth. Many have endeavored to write the life of Christ, but their work, as compared with this, seems to be only like the outer garments to the body. Here we have, so to speak, an interior view of the wonderful work of God during this time. And if the reader has a heart that can be impressed, feelings that can be stirred, an imagination that can respond to the most vivid portraiture of the most thrilling scenes, and a spirit to drink in lessons of purity, faith, and love from Christ's divine example, he will find in this volume that which will call into liveliest play all these faculties. But the best of all is the lasting impression it must make for good upon all who read. It should have an unlimited circulation. Postpaid by mail, as per previous notices, $1. U.S. The Review and Herald, November 30, 1876. A postal card received today from Brother and Sister White says that they were within a few hours of Oakland, where they probably arrived November 21. They were feeling in good spirits. C.W.S. The Review and Herald, November 30, 1876. We have decided to have the printers go on my book and not transport these books across the plains again. Part of the book is here already printed. We shall not have them stereotyped, because we shall not wait to have matters of my book so very, very exact, but get out this first edition and get it in market. Then we can take time to get out a more perfect edition on Pacific Coast and have it stereotyped. Then your father's and my life will be written and printed in the Pacific Printing Office. But we have all used our best judgment and think we had better remain here till December and complete this edition. Mary Clough feels that she cannot break off from this book again. She wants to see it completed. We will therefore do our utmost to accomplish this object, and as soon as done, come right along. We are in the very worst drive and hurry getting off my Volume 2, Spirit of Prophecy. 3 new forms are already printed. If we remain here 4 weeks longer, the second volume of the Spirit of Prophecy, by Mrs. E. G. White, will be ready in a few days. This work is the thrilling description of the First Advent, life, teachings, and miracles of Christ, and will be regarded by the friends of Mrs. W. as a book of almost priceless value. It can be furnished only by mail until New Year's, and after that at 1/4 discount for cash with all orders. Price, postage paid, $1. J.W. The Review and Herald, November 9, 1876. We are prepared to speak of this volume, now just issued, as the most remarkable volume that has ever issued from this office. It covers that portion of the great controversy between Christ and Satan, which is included in the life and mission, teachings and miracles of Christ here upon the earth. Many have endeavored to write the life of Christ, but their work, as compared with this, seems to be only like the outer garments to the body. Here we have, so to speak, an interior view of the wonderful work of God during this time. And if the reader has a heart that can be impressed, feelings that can be stirred, an imagination that can respond to the most vivid portraiture of the most thrilling scenes, and a spirit to drink in lessons of purity, faith, and love from Christ's divine example, he will find in this volume that which will call into liveliest play all these faculties. But the best of all is the lasting impression it must make for good upon all who read. It should have an unlimited circulation. Postpaid by mail, as per previous notices, $1. U.S. The Review and Herald, November 30, 1876. A postal card received today from Brother and Sister White says that they were within a few hours of Oakland, where they probably arrived November 21. They were feeling in good spirits. C.W.S. The Review and Herald, November 30, 1876. We shall have the book completed and shall have removed from my mind a great burden of care.